Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. What? Another New York primary day? Haven't we had two already this year for president and members of Congress? Yes, but the New York State local primary elections, that is for state and local offices, will take place tomorrow with 63 state Senate seats, 150 assembly seats, and 10 local judicial seats up for grabs, at least theoretically, across the state. We will take a look at some of the more significant races now and answer your questions about them with Ben Max, executive editor of the Gotham Gazette, and WNYC's Kat Aaron. Hi, Ben. Hi, Kat.
Hey, Brian. Morning.
Where do we start? There are really so many. There are so many of these races, and they're generally small, but some of them are really interesting. Ben, maybe one of the most interesting is the state Senate Democratic primary to replace Adriano Espaillat on a large swath of the West Side, from, you know, all the way up at the top and Inwood down to what? Does this district go down to Chelsea?
Just about, yeah. It's a very narrow, long district. And it's a really interesting race. I mean, you have a lot of dynamics at play in terms of political dynamics, but also demographic dynamics, as you'd expect when a district covers that much ground. And so what happened was State Senator Adriano Espaillat won the Democratic primary to head to Congress to replace Charlie Rangel, and he's a shoo-in to win in November there. So it's basically an open seat, and you have four candidates on the ballot, but really three strong candidates there, and it's going to be very interesting to see who winds up winning that one. It's really hard to predict these small local elections because turnout is so low and there's no real polling, so it's hard to get a feel there.
How much is that about ethnicity as opposed to any different views? I assume those are all progressive Democrats. From what I know of some of the candidates' backgrounds, they're all progressive Democrats, but in the Dominican areas in Upper Manhattan, Marisol Alcantara, leaflets, phone calls, Espaillat endorsed her. I got a robocall from him for her. In Harlem, Robert Jackson, the African-American candidate, very experienced city council education committee chair, things like that. There's
Michael Lasher,
yeah. White. Candidate who I hear has been blanketing the Upper West Side.
Right.
So is that what this is about?
I mean, I think some of it will certainly come down to those lines. There's no doubt about it. I think a lot of it, though, also is about things like which party officials, Democratic Party officials, are backing certain candidates because they help with get out the vote efforts. Their staff members wind up volunteering and things like that. You have who's backed by which, you know, sort of interest groups. That's where we've seen a lot of money in that race and others, from an education reform group advocating for an income tax credit piece of legislation. You also have a lot of money coming into that district from the Independent Democratic Conference of the State Senate, which Alcantara has said she will probably join if she wins.
Oh, that's really important to talk about.
Extremely.
That's the five Democrats from the State Senate, led by one from the Bronx, who caucus with the Republicans in the state Senate. And the Democratic Party has furiously reacted to those people in the past and called them turncoats. And they did, in fact, help the Republicans have control of the Senate for at least one election cycle. Even though they were Democrats, they voted for a Republican Senate majority leader. So there could be so why would Alcantara, coming from that district where you wouldn't think that would be very popular, take that position?
Well, I think that in a primary like this, a lot of voters don't really pay that much attention to something as sort of insidery as this. There are a lot of people, of course, who this has grabbed their attention, who know about this. But you're sort of – even your average prime voter, so to speak, who will vote in this third party primary of the election season, I don't think is too caught up in that. I think it would affect some voters. But the bottom line is that Alcantara has sort of made this backroom alliance there with the IDC, although she hasn't guaranteed she'd sit with them. It looks like she would. And what other people have joined the IDC for is to have more sway in Albany for their home district and issues they care about. And Senator Jeff Klein of the Bronx, while many Democrats see him as a traitor, has been somewhat masterful in terms of his political power and what he's been able to do.
Though they've tended to come from districts that are more conservative, like maybe you could say Klein's district in Riverdale is a little more conservative than the city as a whole,
right.
Riverdale Plus. The Eastern Queens, Staten Island representative, Eastern Queens, Bayside Whitestone representative. Those are the Democrats who've joined that independent caucus and caucus with the Republicans.
Right. This is a little bit of a different district, absolutely. But there are also issues like education reform that come in here where there are a sizable number of people in especially the northern part of the district who think charter schools, for example, are better options than many of their local district schools. And so the idea of a candidate who would back those principles is not outlandish.
When you say education reform, are you saying pro-charter school?
More or less, but also this education tax credit, which is somewhat pro-charter school because it would allow for a tax credit for individuals donating to private schools, charter schools, and even some public school funds. But yes, I mean,
so
largely,
which of the candidates in that race is identified with that position?
Well, what's interesting, I think, that you're alluding to here is that it's Alcantara. However, Michael Lasher, who's running now, he's running as more of a progressive traditional Democrat, actually spent a lot of time in the education reform world, leading Students First New York, perhaps the leading education reform organization in New York State.
So maybe there are at least two in that race. All right, listeners, if you have any questions about any of your local primaries in New York on tomorrow, state and local primary day, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692 for Ben Max from the Gotham Gazette and WNYC's Kat Aaron. And Kat, you're looking at something that most people just kind of shake their head at and go, I don't know, which is judicial races.
Yeah.
What's your take?
Well, we've been reporting on this for the last week or so on the air and for the last couple of months off the air. And, you know, in some ways, the main takeaway is that while we have a nominally elective judiciary for at least some of the seats, the amount of say that voters actually have is fairly limited. You know, Democrats, of course, have a lock on most of the city. So the Democratic primary is really where things are won and lost. And there's not that many contested races.
So what we learn when we dig into this is that the party leaders in each county, the Democratic leader or the Republican leader in Brooklyn or Queens or Manhattan, et cetera, has a oversized say in who our judges become?
They do have a lot of power in this process. There are some judgeships, judicial seats that are elected directly. So the civil court in the city is elected directly through the primary process. So there are some contested primary races. Tomorrow, there's one in Brooklyn's 5th Municipal District, which is Borough Park, Kensington, sort of southwestern Brooklyn. And there's three candidates running in the Democratic primary, and it'll be an interesting one to watch.
All right. Want to go to another interesting state Senate race of your choice, Ben?
Well, I think I do want to say something sort of generally because there are a lot of races on the ballot tomorrow in specific assembly and Senate districts. I think maybe – I mean you've talked about the assembly district in downtown Manhattan, the former Sheldon Silver seat. But just generally speaking, you know, a lot of people say that some of these local races don't matter, right, because some rank-and-file member of the Democratic assembly majority where they have an overwhelming lead over Republicans really isn't going to have that much sway. And that's true in some ways. But the people that represent you on the local level are important in terms of do they have political skills to go to Albany and advocate for their district's interests? And you can be a rank-and-file member of the assembly where you're not in that room with the governor and the assembly majority leader and the Senate president, maybe the IDC leader. You're not in that room making the final decisions. But the ways in which you're able to leverage your district's needs and your political skills to bring things back to the district or to advocate for, let's say, affordable housing policy or education policy that are important to your constituents are extremely important, not to mention everyday sort of constituent services. So I think sometimes you know, people will dismiss some of these local primaries because of the power dynamics in Albany, but they can be extremely important.
And how can a person assess that, who's not very involved as sort of a political journalist like yourself? If they hear, some robocalls, or they just see the flyers that are slipped under the door or in your mailbox from a person who says they represent your interests, or a Democrat who, like one of the ones that I've been getting in my district, shows a big picture of Donald Trump and mm-hmm. says, we will never let this person's value, blah, 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 blah. But that person is running for state Senate.
Right. Right.
In a Democratic primary against other Democrats. So how do you think an ordinary person can take their best guess at the effectiveness of somebody running against other people who all agree on their positions, but who's going to be most effective at representing the district in Albany?
I mean, that's a very challenging question for these local offices. I think one of the things – there's two answers to that question. Now, one day before the primary, there's a different answer than 3 months ago, right, where you have more time to read up on the candidate, try to find where the local forums might be happening at the local church or the local community-based organization. At this juncture, I mean, I think the internet is the voter's best friend here. Googling candidates' names, looking – obviously you start with the WNYC Gotham Gazette election guide.
Of
but
course.
But then, you go beyond that. You go to the Google results. You look for reputable sources, whether it's, any of the local journalistic publications that, we all read from. But then you go to the candidate's website and you see what are they promoting the most, and do you align with those issues?
By the way, how do people find the WNYC Gotham Gazette election guide for tomorrow?
Well, you can definitely find it on both the homepage of WNYC.org or GothamGazette.com. We've collaborated on this now. We did in 2014, and we're again here in 2016 for these races. And you can find it on both homepages. And, it has a very helpful sort of put in your address and find out who's going to be on your ballot.
Kat, Aaron, do you want to add to that in general, or maybe draw attention to the judicial races aspect of the voter's guide?
Yeah, I'll also say that it has a handy mobile interface. So if you forget all about this until you're standing in line or you're in the booth and you say, who are these people? It says pick five, but pick five of what? And what does this mean? And so we have information on judicial delegates, which are those things where it says pick five and you sort of see two lists of people. You have no idea who they are. Where there are contested races for delegate, we actually tried to do some research and find out what we could about those slates of people. So that's in the guide, where you can vote for judges. We have information on their current jobs, their previous employer, whatever we've been able to find out about who they are. Judges can't really stake out campaign positions. So, it's sort of their past experience becomes a proxy for what they they might be like on the bench.
Do you want to single out any one interesting judicial race, either because it's interesting in and of itself or because it represents this larger field of fuzz and haze and confusion?
Well, the judicial delegates are normally sort of not that big of a deal because they go to a judicial convention and essentially rubber stamp the candidates for Supreme Court that get picked by the party. In Manhattan right now, they're is likely to be a sort of contested convention. There's an incumbent judge, Justice Doris Lynn Cohen, who was not sort of recommended by the party screening panel that has to approve judges. There's a good chance that she will be put up as a sort of insurgent at the convention later this month. In that case, the delegates who we normally gloss over could play a big role.
We have callers coming in who are interested in some particular districts, and there are some very interesting other districts, given the history of what's going on in some of these places. For example, Avi on the Lower East Side, you're on WNYC. Hi, Avi.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
So, I get so much mail from all the different candidates, and it's hard for me to really to weigh them all, and I'm wondering if you have any particular insight about maybe things that they aren't saying, any particularly important things about any of these people, which you have some insight into.
And your neighborhood is
Lower East Side,
and so it's significant. Right, exactly. Significant for being the disgraced Assembly Speaker of Sheldon Silver's old district, which he represented for decades. So there was a special election, Ben, earlier this year, and now somebody's going to get it for the next 2 years.
So our at Gotham Gazette, our state government reporter, David King, put together a pretty in-depth look at this race. So I'd encourage you to check that out for more. I will say right now that you have a crowded Democratic field trying to remove the short-term incumbent from the special election, Alice Cancel. And she was the preferred candidate of sort of the silver machine. WNYC did some great reporting on this. And you know, now we're following that up with looking at the election ahead of tomorrow's primary. But you have Alice Cancel, who is sort of slotted in there by the silver machine. You have reform candidates like Paul Newell, who took on Sheldon Silver in 2008 and was endorsed by the New York Times, for example, and other reform-minded organizations. Where you also have this year Jennifer Raj Kumar, who has that sort of reform-minded platform, and you have the Working Families Party candidate Yulin Niu, who ran against Cancel in the special election on the Working Families Party line. She has the Working Families Party backing now, and is running as a Democrat.
Alicia in Piedmont. You're on WNYC. Hi, Alicia.
Hi, everyone. I just want to turn your attention across the river to Rockland County, District 97, where Ellen Jaffe is running in a primary where she's being opposed by someone out of the, I think it is the Muncie community. What's important about District 97, because when I say that, that may mean nothing, but it includes the village of, it includes East Ramapo School District and the villages surrounding. So that would be encompassing Spring Valley, Chestnut Ridge, Suffern, also including Orangetown, which has a host of other villages. But if you remember, I know all of you do, about even the attention that East Ramapo School District garnered, so much so that there was the state had to send overseers over that particular school board. So,
and just for people who may not be recognizing it from this, but may remember that we've done a good number of segments on the East Ramapo school crisis on this show, mostly Black and Latino kids. But the school board was, like all nine members of the Orthodox Jewish community, who don't send their kids to the public schools, but ran for school board and got pretty much every seat, certainly clear majority controlling interest on the school board there, largely because of things they wanted for the yeshivas from the public sector. So that's led to a big conflict in the East Ramapo School District. So, Alicia, I'm just backgrounding people on that. And it matters who the state senator is from there in this respect?
I do believe that it does.
I mean, assembly person, that's an assembly race.
The opponent actually has received, you know how you have to get signatures for your candidacy. The opponent didn't even come to one of the Orangetown district to get one signature. So that's kind of telling about where that opponent's interests are. So I just think, I mean, you guys probably have more research on it, but I am, you know, just to disclose, I am a volunteer on the Ellen Jaffe campaign. Mm-hmm. But I just think it's, even though, of course, we're not New York City, but it's still an important race to watch. And I think it's just awareness. A lot of people that I've spoken to didn't even realize that Ellen was up for a primary tomorrow. And I know just in speaking to people on the street, that's how, along with making calls and things, but that's how the word is getting around, because her candidate has not even really run a candidacy, if you will. Like, he's not sending out any flyers, and it kind of makes you think, why is someone running undercover, if you will? So that's my comment.
Okay, thank you very much. And I think we'll leave it here. I think the bottom line is that what hopefully we've done here is to tease people's interest in just the fact of an election tomorrow, a primary election for state and local and some judicial offices in New York State. And now you, as engaged citizens, or at least potentially engaged citizens, will go do a little homework that we're making very easy for you with the WNYC and Gotham Gazette Primary Day Election Guide. So go to WNYC.org, right, Kat?
Yes, that's exactly where it is. And, all the judicial races, more than you might ever think to know.
or go to GothamGazette.org?
.com, but dot yeah, com. It's right there, and use either one. Oh, we want to just provide the public service of the information. Right. And remember that tomorrow is another closed party primary, so you have to be registered Democrat or Republican to vote in your party's primary.
Ben Max, editor of Gotham Gazette, thanks for partnering with us on this.
My pleasure.
WNYC's Kat Aaron, thanks as always.
Thank you.